12 candidates take the stage tonight in Westerville, Ohio, for the fourth Democratic debate. Let's see, what's happened since the last one? Anything? Well, only that House Democrats launched an impeachment inquiry. Elizabeth Warren surged to the top of the polls, now rivaling Joe Biden, and Bernie Sanders had a heart attack. Also, all heck broke loose in Syria when President Trump made the unilateral decision to announce a U.S. troop withdrawal. Let's bring in NPR's political correspondent Asma Khalid. Asma, nothing going on, right?
I would say this debate seems like perhaps the biggest wild card, I would say, we've had in this campaign cycle to date.
Yeah. Well, the number of Americans in polling who want to see at least the impeachment inquiry carried out has been inching up. So let's start there. Mm-hmm. Where do the candidates stand on actual impeachment or trial or inquiry, which happens in the House, or possible conviction and removal of President Trump? Where do the candidates stand?
So on the actual impeachment inquiry, at this point, Robin, we have pretty unanimous agreement amongst the Democratic presidential candidates that they think that this should be moving forward, that this is worthy of an impeachment inquiry. And, you know, I would say that the person who had been actually perhaps the most hesitant to go there on this issue was Joe Biden, who had been kind of at the epicenter of, in fact, why the Democrats in the House have launched an impeachment inquiry. But, you know, he is somebody who was there for the impeachment of Nixon and there for the impeachment of Bill Clinton. And so he, you know, has seen how this all plays out. And there was, I think, a desire for him to just be cautious given the ramifications of all of this. But last week, you know, he was pretty vocal as well, saying that there needs to be something done in terms of an impeachment. I would say, look, at the end of the day, the person who has been perhaps the most vocal on this from the beginning, when we look back even at the Mueller report, has been Elizabeth Warren. And so there are gradations, you could say, but at this point, you have pretty unanimous agreement amongst the Democratic candidates.
Well, when you say that Biden was, in a way, at the center of the impeachment inquiry, you're referring to that phone call President Trump made to the Ukrainian president asking that Biden be investigated. Now, let's remind ourselves, because his favorability ratings have ticked down since that call and the claims that came. So remind ourselves, Biden was spearheading a global move to get a Ukrainian prosecutor fired because not because that prosecutor was investigating a company that Biden's son worked at, but because he wasn't investigating enough. President Trump and Rudy Giuliani said the opposite. They said the prosecutor was fired to protect Biden's son. Again, not true. But there was a lot of head shaking, even among Democrats, about Hunter Biden working there. Today he told ABC it was a mistake. But what do the candidates do tonight? You know, support one of their own, a Democrat, Biden, or go after this vulnerable story?
Well, to date, Robin, the other Democratic candidates running have been extremely reticent to even engage on this topic, to even engage in whether there might have been a perceived conflict of interest.
Yeah, but they're going to be asked.
And you're right. They are going to be asked. And that's what I was going to say. I think that's what's going to be different, is that when they have been asked by journalists, they have tried to shut the conversation down often. I was with Kamala Harris recently in California. She was asked, she told reporters, you know, leave Joe Biden alone. They don't want to go there. I think the dynamics are going to be fundamentally different when they're on a debate stage and the moderators just don't let the topic go. And they will be repeatedly likely asked about this. Yeah. So, I mean, look, my guess is as best as yours as to how this is going to be dealt with. I think that you can read through the signs, and you can get that a candidate like Elizabeth Warren, who has essentially run on the platform of corruption, has been very vocal about lobbying and foreign lobbying and interventions and whatnot. You have a sense, and when you talk to her supporters, you know where they stand on the issue. Whether or not, though, you have, you know, and a wholesale like engagement or condemnation of this, I don't know that I'm going to see that. Because in part, Robin, part of this is that the Democrats are really hesitant to engage on Donald Trump's turf. Yeah. And so Donald Trump has exasperated and exaggerated and I would argue, you know, has completely kind of falsified the original root of this story. And so now Democrats feel hesitant to even say, was the fact that Joe Biden's son working on the board of a foreign company at the time that Joe Biden was vice president, was that appropriate? So far, the candidates have not even really wanted to engage on that specific question.
So this is the CNN New York Times Democratic presidential debate. It's tonight at 8 Eastern, live on CNN. You can hear it on many NPR stations. Just very briefly, Asma Khalid, Bernie Sanders, you know, he cut back his schedule after suffering that heart attack 2 weeks ago, but he's fighting. He called his fellow progressive Elizabeth Warren a capitalist to her bones. You know, he's the Democratic socialist. What will you be watching from him tonight?
So part of what I'm really curious to see, Robin, is just physically how he how he's perceived on stage. You mentioned he did have a heart attack. He had been running an exorbitantly, really, you know, sort of dynamic campaign. He was a heavy campaigner. He would have a lot of rallies, a really sort of robust campaign schedule. He has not been physically present since that heart attack, and we haven't seen him on the campaign trail. So this is, in some ways, the opportunity for the public, for us even as journalists, to really get a sense of how he's been doing and what he looks like. And these debates are long, right? Yeah. They're 2+ hours. Part of what I'm interested in is that.
NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid, thank you.
You're welcome.